make your own sunscreen? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Julie Merton, associate professor of public health at the University of North Florida, explains why Pinterest might not be your best healthcare provider.
Social media and other online tools have changed the way people seek and share health information. Pinterest has more than 175 million active users and is a powerful consumer influence tool because 87% of users have made a purchase as a result of a pin, and 93% of users reported using Pinterest before making a purchase. Increasing consumer interest in natural, organic, and ethically made personal care products has led to more shared recipes for homemade products, including sunscreen. In a brand new study, we randomly sampled 189 homemade sunscreen pins on Pinterest and found that nearly all of the pins positively portrayed the effectiveness of homemade sunscreens, yet most of the recommended recipes offered insufficient UV radiation protection. It seems like every week we are learning that a product that was previously thought to be safe is now a threat to our health. However, there are commercially available sunscreens that are regulated and tested for efficacy and safety. Homemade sunscreens haven't been tested for their true UV protection, water resistance, or photo stability, which places people at risk for sunburn or worse, skin cancer. Just because a product is labeled as natural or organic doesn't necessarily mean it's safer. There are legitimate concerns about coral reef destruction, endocrine disruption, and vitamin D deficiency associated with sunscreen. But in most cases, sunscreen is just one piece of the puzzle. And it is important that we don't send a message that we should stop using sunscreen or start making our own concoctions.
That was Julie Merton of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.